USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic White House debate is coming up tonight, this time in Houston. Joe Biden will take center stage, and he'll be joined by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke, and Andrew Yang. Another American retail chain is telling customers don't openly carry firearms in their stores. The Florida-based company Publix has 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S. This Publix shopper says,
"Well, I think if a person has a permit for that gun and he's been through the classes and so forth, that he should be able to carry that gun anywhere because that's the law."
This follows similar announcements made by Walmart, Kroger, and some other national chains that have made similar requests after several mass shootings. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The White House says a U.S. Supreme Court decision to allow the administration to enforce a new asylum rule will help fix a broken asylum system. The policy forces some asylum seekers to apply for protection in a third country, blocking them from doing it at the southern border of the U.S. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton saying he's not surprised at the high court decision.
Not surprised at all. The president has the authority under federal law to restrict the entry of any class of non-resident alien that he views as detrimental to the country. He has a lot of discretion as it relates to immigration, as it relates to asylum, as it relates to refugees.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Forecasters keeping a close eye on a storm system southeast of the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says it has a 70% chance of turning into a tropical depression or tropical storm over the next few days. Meanwhile, the government in the Bahamas says Dorian has left 2,500 people unaccounted for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
U.S. Marshals say they've captured a couple wanted for murder in Arizona who escaped custody as 56-year-old Blaine Barksdale and his 59-year-old wife, Susan, overpowered guards in Utah and got away a couple of weeks ago. They were being brought at the time from New York State to answer charges they killed a Tucson man earlier this year. Researchers make a critical discovery on a planet far, far away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Astronomers have, for the first time, discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. Details were published in the scientific journal Nature Astronomy. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life.
And billionaire businessman and philanthropist T. Boone Pickens has passed away. Pickens died in Dallas yesterday at the age of 91. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.